right, good afternoon. This is Scott Stevens coming at you with the Jesus Factor on the Eagle Radio Network. Stay tuned for news from around the country and around the world. Well, indeed, this is Scott Stevens, and you are listening to the Jesus Factor here on the Eagle Radio Network. I'm glad that I could join you from downtown East Hampton, a beautiful day here in East Hampton, Connecticut. Lovely, cool fall weather ushering in here at this time of the year in Connecticut. Some interesting and informative broadcasts out here on the network this morning. And, of course, you know, we have a number of things going on around the country in among the brethren. Many people preparing for a time of fellowship. Very soon, the annual convention that many of us will participate in. And a lot going on around the West. We're going to be covering some of what's going on with the weather in the western United States here in just a few moments on the Jesus Factor. And today, the broadcasts had a number of comments that I thought were important. Phil spoke of how he must rise each day and determine to be in subjection to the Lord rather than to the flesh. That's the start of every day. And that faithfulness is often a moment-by-moment determination to serve God, and that is the true mark, serving God rather than self, of Christianity. Each of us has testified and do know that it is in hardness and struggle that the faith is built up. And Brother Steve spoke today of the many churches claiming to come in the name of Jesus. The time we are in and how much of a mess things are is because most of what passes for Christianity isn't, in fact, about Jesus. Many of these so-called churches are modeled on the world and not on the body that the Lord ordained as His. The apostles and prophets have been discarded, so the very structure of what the world perceives as Christianity is nothing at all like the body of Christ. And the Word of God has been perverted in various and sundry translations that lack the confirmation of the Spirit and deny the authority of the Lord's elect in all things. And so this growing perversion of Christianity is subject to governments and the ideas of the world rather than the standard bearer of the truth of Jesus Christ. And over the course of this week, one of the leaders of this Antichrist growing establishment of false Christianity happened to be the Pope. And in comments likely to enhance his progressive reputation, Pope Francis has written a long open letter to the founder of La Repubblica newspaper,